This meeting today, I want you to know right from the very outset, is a start. It's not an end.
Mayor Byron Brown announced several measures to increase police department transparency, as well as executive orders which will halt arrests for low-level nonviolent offenses. They'll now be addressed with appearance tickets. And crowd control duties will no longer be a responsibility of the police department's emergency response unit. That will be handed off to a new public protection unit, which will work with and ensure the safety of groups that wish to peacefully protest. Activists affiliated with the Free the People Western New York Coalition acknowledge they met with the mayor for several hours to discuss changes. Dr. Danny Johnson was among them.
As Angela Davis said, as she brilliantly said, we have to do the work even though we don't yet see a glimmer on the horizon that it's actually going to change. And gratefully, in our meeting, we saw that glimmer on the horizon with the beginning of our work.
Coalition members say there are plans to hold town hall meetings, up to 10 of them in a year, and the mayor has promised to attend. Two National Football League players, Demario Davis of the New Orleans Saints and new Buffalo Bill Josh Norman, also appeared. Both say racial injustice has existed from even before the nation's establishment, and both say now is the time to eradicate the problem. Josh Norman.
Nobody want to see anything being burnt down in their city. Nobody don't want to see the looting. But this younger generation, I'm telling you, they different. They real different. Talk is cheap. You better step up to that action, boss. Because they different. And really, to be honest with you, they have a point.
Buffalo police officers Michael Norwood and Mo Badger, known as the Singing Cops, have announced an initiative to foster improved relations through sports. Children overcoming police stereotypes through sports, or cops with two S's. They are also planning a unity walk, which they hope to hold later this month, and they challenge all Western New Yorkers, police and public, to join in when the plans are finalized and announced. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.